And welcome back to the Lisa Dent Show. This is Paul Lisnick from WGN-TV sitting in today for Lisa. Looking forward to having a great time with you. Lots of theater to come up later, but in this hour, we're going to have an hour about politics, both federal and local here to Chicago. Joining me at 2:30 will be Alderman Scott Wagaspak. But first, wanted to touch base with the congressman who represents this area, the 5th District of Illinois, which, of course, every time they redistrict, changes and modifies. But he's with us to talk about Washington, Congressman Mike Quigley of Illinois' 5th District. Congressman, thank you. Good to talk to you again here on radio.
Thank you. Good to be back.
So, by the way, just to get a clarification of the 5th District, the last time they juggled things, describe generally the area you represent.
Well, for the last 10 years, I represented much of the north side of Chicago and some of the near western Cook suburbs and a lot of eastern DuPage County, like Hinsdale and Elmhurst. And we don't draw the maps, as you know our friends in Springfield do. They saw fit, and I'm happy with whatever they do. Still the north side, but now I am pleased to and honored to serve folks in the northern suburbs like Park Ridge and Arlington Heights, Palatine, Barrington, and points north even into Lake County.
And I know you get around because every time I'm at some event, you are too. You show up. You always want to meet people and talk to your constituents, which is important. But let's talk about what you've dealt with for this last year. So the 118th Congress is what we've been experiencing. Now, I'm sorry to hit you with it, but I got to tell you, it's been the most unproductive Congress since the Great Depression, passing only 27 laws, and that includes things like naming a veterans clinic. That compares with 248 laws, and generally, that's more in line with the number of things that get passed every year. So what's going on that so little was passed?
You know, you're right. I would, the years before that, even if it was a rough year, 2 years ago, I was the sponsor, and we passed the Act for ALS. Over a year ago, tough year, but we passed a lot of bills and became law. I passed a big cat safety bill, which is a real game changer for those who care about our big cats. I think the best way to describe this is the Republican Party is in the majority, but by a very small margin. Couple that with the fact that somewhere between 10 and 20 of the most extreme members of that party have always been there, but they've never had this much influence, were able to force a rule that said that any one of them could vote to oust the speaker, and that had the opportunity to take place. So, look, how does this impact things? In June, Speaker McCarthy had a compromise brought forth bicameral, bipartisan, to fund the government and deal with the debt ceiling. A week later, he reneged because he had alienated this far-right extreme and didn't have any wiggle room. They ousted him anyway. It's an example of the fact that if the tip of the dog's tail can wag the body politic, you ain't going to get much done.
So, and Congressman, let me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me just ask you. So, when you have folks, and when you're talking about some of the MAGA Republicans in Congress, it referring to Marjorie Taylor Greene, we're referring to Matt Gaetz. But if they were part of this conversation, they would say, "Hey, I represent my district. So you may not agree with our point of view, but these are what these are the thoughts of the people I represent." Is that a reasonable response?
Well, that's what they would say. Here's my response to that. You may have gotten notes in kindergarten and first grade that said that you don't work and play well with others, and that you, when you don't get your way, you take the ball and go home. Just because you can shut the government down or not get anything done doesn't mean you should. You know, I tell the story you've heard. 15 years ago, I was sworn in on a special election, and the first person to give me advice was our old friend, a Republican, who was a congressman at the time in the House. He said to Mark Kirk, said, everything that gets done here gets done in the middle through compromise. So my response to those who say I'm just representing my district is, yeah, anybody can do that, and nothing will get done. It's the spirit of compromise in this government, it's how we're structured, that if you're not willing to do that, it's because you simply don't care. Some people are there to govern. Some people are there to govern and advocate. Some people are there to turn the apple cart over just to see which way the apples will fall.
Fair enough. I'm going to ask you one real quick question. We've got to check on traffic and weather, but and I want to talk about some specifics with you. But a couple of texters are writing in. And so basically a couple of them are saying, hey, you know, why are more laws better? Why is it better to pass more laws? And if those new laws represent new taxes, well, maybe we might be better off without them. Your thought?
No, look, I'm not sure when we pass tax increases in that vein. And the last tax reform bill we passed got rid of state and local tax breaks that help people in Illinois a great deal. It's not just numerical, it's the fundamentals. And we took forever to pass what we always called an easy must-pass, the Defense Authorization Act. We haven't funded the government, and we haven't passed supplementals to deal with the international crisis. So I'll give the texters this. It's not just the numbers. Numbers alone don't really qualify how important some of this stuff is. We're not getting the big stuff done. And again, I would say over half the Republicans are willing to work with us and compromise and make things work. So simply saying, well, I don't like government, I don't want any Congress to do anything, you can have a limited government, but it still has to operate.
Joining me is Congressman Mike Quigley of Illinois' 5th District. Congressman, do you know why I picked that song for you?
Because the Hawks will score several goals tonight.
That's one reason, and the other one is because you are a hockey player and you love hockey.
I love hockey more than it loves me at my age. But, yeah, I'll be out there Saturday morning with the Canes skate at 5th-3rd practice. Lots of fun.
Just be careful where all your pads. Hey, so let's go back to some of the things going on. First of all, a budget deadline, you talked about getting a budget passed and stuff. You know the deadline is January 19th. And then even if that one passes, there's another one right around the corner and, you know, I think February 2nd, something like that. So what are the dangers of Congress not getting it together? And, you can blame Republicans, Democrats, but what's the danger of Congress not getting, whether it's a continuing resolution or some way, a budget passed by, in this case, January 19th?
When we shut down the government, a lot of people are hurt, and they have nothing to do with this, and it always costs money. Republican Speaker John Boehner said it is never worth shutting down the government. It always costs us way more than anyone imagines us saving. I think there's something bigger there, though. National Security Advisor par excellence Fiona Hill said, when we show that we cannot govern, it is a national and an international security threat. We're showing the rest of the world we can't function. When President Biden spoke to our caucus for the first time as president, he said that when he talked to the presidents of Russia and China, they told him that they thought they would win because democracy doesn't work. It can't function in complicated times. When we fail to do the basics and to operate the government, we are unfortunately showing them that they might be right. And I think that emboldens them and it weakens us in the world posture.
You've got some funding issues to deal with. You referenced that in our last segment. Specifically, it's about Ukraine and Israel. Now, I know in the past, Congress has always been in support of Israel, always there with the funding without strings attached to it. This time around, the Speaker, Mike Johnson, has made it clear there needs to be border funding. Actually, the president, whether it's compromise or whatever, seems to be going on board with that. And you know there's a lot of Americans that really feel very strongly about our own borders. So what is your thought about funding tied with Ukraine and Israel? I know you support both of those, but tying it to the borders for those who believe let's take care of the home front first.
Well, first, it's a mistake to let a critical foreign policy, particularly one which impacts our security, when we let that objective be conditioned on other policies that are so controversial and partisan. We needed to pass comprehensive immigration reform a long time ago. We had a chance to do it twice, but our speakers refused to put it on the floor. So we've got to do all these things. But as soon as you tie one to the other, the calculus makes getting any of them almost impossible. But you're right. President Biden has signaled that he has strongly supported additional resources to secure the border, that there are aspects of the asylum policy that is he would be supportive of. The Senate stayed late in this month to try to come up with a compromise. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen. You know, we're getting reports that things break down, they move forward. You know, bottom line, I'd be surprised if they got something done before February. And, you know, wars can't wait. They're running out of ammunition. In Ukraine, they're starting to ration it. And that's important to us, too. It's not just if you care about Ukraine, it's our national security interest as well.
When it comes to Israel, as you know, the tragic deaths of three hostages, Israeli hostages, one, I think, also American or partly American, killed by Israeli soldiers. It was a mistake. It was clearly tragic. But you also know there's been a lot of pro-Palestinian sentiment in the country. People who say, look, you know, this is not just about October 7th when, you know, many Israelis were slaughtered and it was a horrendous day that was. But this is a bigger problem. And so that's been a challenge to the support for Israel as well. It's almost a surprising level of pro-Palestinian support. What is your response to folks who say that?
Well, first I'll start with what you began with, which is the hostages who were tragically killed. This is a tragedy often seen when innocents in the fog of war, friendly fire deaths, those have taken place in this conflict as well. They take place in every conflict. It's just good a reason as any to avoid war if you can. But I think you're getting to the right point, and that's this. There can be more than one truth, and you can have more than one thought. Yes, emphatically, the October 7th attacks by Hamas were horrific. And as part of that, Israel has an absolute right to defend itself and try to degrade Hamas to the extent possible to protect itself and all those around. But that second thought is the responsibility that comes with it. And as you know, I was in Gaza after a pretty significant conflict, and you can see just how difficult that task is given the close confines and Hamas's cynical way of using civilians. But it is the right thing to do. It is the smart thing to do, to act as responsibly and careful as possible in this conflict to protect civilians. Humanitarian aid has to get through, mm-hmm. and they need to make sure that there are corridors and areas and time with humanitarian ceasefires,
and
by area.
And Congressman, we have just about a minute left, but I do want to ask you, let's take a look to 2024. As you know, most people don't want to see a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. The Biden impeachment inquiry will get underway, which I will predict will end with an impeachment vote. And lots of distraction going on. Are you worried for the Democratic Party in 2024?
I think both parties worry. It's fair questions. We can both act like for circular firing squads. It's time for people to behave responsibly. The election's more important than the internal fights that take place.
Fair enough. And we'll keep an eye on that because it'll be control of the Senate, certainly in question. Republicans holding on to the House by really at this point with Kevin McCarthy out, I think it's only two votes that it's going to be down to when you all come back in the presidential race. It's a tough one. Congressman Mike Quigley of Illinois' 5th District, thank you for your time. I know it's you're on, you know, on break, but you're always working. So thank you. I wish you, your family, a happy, very happy new year. And please be careful when you play hockey.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.